We're looking at a three-win Patriots team with a month to go. The offense is 31st in points, 31st in yards. Jerod Mayo was asked about this earlier in the week, whether or not he has been assured or told he'll be back next season. Do you feel like you'll be back next season, or have you been told you'll be back next season?
I'm trying to make it to Sunday, guys. That's it. Just trying to get the best thing out there on Sundays. We'll see what happens after that.
So, hey, but you have not been told you'll be back next season.
How have I never heard this? I don't know. This is a fantastic. This is one of my requests. Nick started playing Christmas songs. I was like, let's go with this one. The Twitch chat's going nuts.
This was a specific key request last break. What a banger. What is this?
Lil Jon, All I Want for Christmas.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know. It's an all-timer. There's a lot of Christmas songs. I think what happens is you hear the same 15, 20 over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Turn this up.
They need more like this.
Yeah. I want Christmas to go hard. That's what it does. I want Christmas to go hard.
It does.
I don't need Bing Crosby and Sinatra.
I got another one for you next break that'll rip your socks right off your feet.
People like this. Stockings right off the fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely it. Wow. Yeah. I'm disappointed in myself for not knowing this.
Yeah.
Love me some Lil Jon.
He's great. I saw him perform. So the Minnesota Super Bowl, however many years ago, when the Patriots played the Eagles, during the week we were out there, and on like a random Tuesday or Wednesday night, the Timberwolves were in town. So me and Jason Rossi, former producer, RIP, we went to the T-Wolves game. At halftime,
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon. Wow. Lil Jon concert broke out.
That's awesome.
You know who was at that game?
Bill Belichick. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you ripped him, I think, for it.
Right? I 100% did. Yeah. I'm like, look at this loser.
Where's the focus?
Look at this loser at the game.
And it turns out? Maybe he's on something. He's like, I got to watch Carl Anthony Towns shoot threes all day.
I did. I ripped the crap out of him for that. I forgot about that.
I was there.
Good take, Jones.
I don't believe that.
Nice. That's a good, strong take. What are you doing at the Timberwolves game, you loser? anyway, maybe he knew Lil Jon was in town. I like Lil, I used to
maybe
very
Malcolm
much...
Maybe Malcolm Butler should have benched him.
this is very much not a political statement.
I
enjoyed Celebrity Apprentice very much back in the day with our soon-to-be president again, Donald Trump. And Lil Jon was phenomenal on that show.
Was he?
Phenomenal.
Yes. Together, we will make America
grab bag.
I will tell you, that was a great, great show. That was a great reality show.
Yeah, no, it was.
But Lil Jon, phenomenal on it.
Yeah, he's great.
I forget if it was Big or Rich.
He enhances everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, whatever he's in, whatever song he's on, whatever show he's on.
Christmas is now better.
Yeah.
Because of Lil Jon. I don't even know about that.
Correct.
Twitch chat. Oh, it's 10 years old, Jones. How did you not know about it?
Sorry.
I was taking myself to task for not knowing about it. I didn't assume it was brand new on Spotify.
This came out this morning. Here it is. Lil Jon.
But he was great. I forget if it was Big or Rich, one of them as well. I forget which one.
They were on there?
Trace Adkins, very good. A lot of country artists, it turns out.
Johnny Damon.
Wasn't he on there? He went pretty far, actually. Him and Brandi Glanville, I think, had a little thing going on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She's got a thing going on right now. I think something's wrong with her face. She's all over TMZ. I think they're like, yeah, well, no, like doctors are like, we got to get in there and fix
really?
It. Yeah, I think so.
I did not really.
I follow the tabloids.
I like how you said that.
Something's wrong with her face. I don't know. Like, I didn't do anything, so I just saw it on the internet.
Should get that figured out
before the New Year's.
More Keith Christmas requests. That thing was a banger.
I got another one. Different genre coming up next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corn Christmas.
Close.
Okay. Dance in Rhode Island. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Pain and pleasure.
Here's what I would, the Patriots, real quick, what I would wish would happen. If they're fortunate enough to finish in the top two, which sounds like it's a two quarterback race right now, that's where people are going to pony up to get to. I would love to see them get there, but I don't want any part of them picking a wide receiver. T. Higgins doesn't do it for me. So, obviously, trade out, take some capital, and go after a guy that's proven that probably is going to be on the block like DK Metcalf.
Okay. So, I actually think...
There's a lot over there.
There was a lot.
Hold on
there.
A second.
I
doesn't want a wide receiver.
I gave
doesn't
him a lot of
want
rope.
T. Higgins.
I gave him a lot
T.
of
Higgins,
rope.
But wants DK.
Yeah, interesting. I prefer DK to T. Higgins.
I like DK Metcalf.
I definitely prefer Metcalf to Higgins.
I don't think it's a huge gap, but I would take
he's DK been a
Metcalf.
One. Higgins has never been a one.
If you get a trade for Metcalf, so now I'm getting a high pick, trading it for Metcalf, or I just use the high pick sign to
Well, that's fair. If you're talking about acquisition costs, but who's a better receiver, I'd prefer DK is all I would say.
Okay.
I like Debo a lot. I think he's going to be available, but he's had a real rough season.
His contract is not great.
Yeah, I'd have to look at if that can be finagled at all. Garrett Wilson is supposedly about to demand a trade. By the way, someone on the text line is complaining about specifically my recommendation of JSN over Garrett Wilson, says he lost a playoff matchup.
Is that right? Lost?
Yeah,
What happened to Terp? Did we find that out? He was going.
Terp must have won because Caleb Williams got a late touchdown.
Yeah,
but I think
Justin Jefferson had a good game.
It looked real dicey.
And dropped the second touchdown.
But speaking of the draft, so right now the Patriots do have the third pick, and they have three wins. After last night, both Vegas and the Giants have two. Mm-hmm. Vegas is on a nice 10-game skid. Giants have lost 9 in a row.
It's a real race to the bottom.
But there's a chance. Now, I don't think the Pats win again, so I don't think we have to worry about them adding a win.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, can they get up there a little bit higher, and then whoever wants Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward is like, all right, we got to trade a bunch. Because then I'm there. So if I have the first or second pick, I'm all for trading down and getting a ransom.
At third, three, you might want the best player.
I'm considering Travis Hunter. Or as the process goes out, is there a no-brainer left tackle? Like, maybe don't mess around and just take him.
I don't think there's going to be a tackle there.
Doesn't seem like it. Like, Will Campbell's like eighth, right? People are saying, lower.
And he's a guard.
And the other guy, or who's the other guy?
Banks.
Texas.
Yeah.
My favorite. My favorite receiver in the draft is going to go later, which makes me open to trading down sitting here on December 17th, but fortunately I have a long way to go on.
Sure do.